I've got a picture on the wall over there with me about 9 years old and a little hard hat and my dad working on a lathe and, you know, thinking this life is pretty cool doing this.
Frank Majorca's welding shop builds a yellow building south of the tracks in Flagstaff. The snowy back lot is crammed with trailers and machinery. An air compressor jackhammers in the background. Three big dogs are underfoot in the tiny office.
Take them with you. Penelope, go outside. Woody, you too.
Come on, big girl.
Frank wears a baseball cap and grease-stained coveralls, six pens in the pocket, a pair of pliers at holster level. His father, Emilio, was a welder.
Then he worked at Southwest Forest Industries from, I think he was 14 years old when he first started there as a laborer. My dad wanted a nickel raise, and his foreman's just like, we can't pay a Mexican more money than you can a white man, so no, you can't have that. The way my dad says it is, I don't know if you're doing me a favor or not, but I got to go.
So Emilio started Majorca's Welding in 1963.
The business has really gone through transition over the 50 years that we've been here. And we started out in the garage, my dad, as a one-man shop. He pretty much worked alone, and I'd go in and help him. He'd make anything and work on anything, fix wheelbarrows, fix rakes, work on trucks, work on heavy equipment. Two or three times I tried coming back to work for my dad, and we just butted heads big time. You know, neither one of us knew anything.
It took a couple of tries, but Frank eventually settled into the shop. The going was tough at first.
And then in 76, he goes, well, you want to try it again? So I said, well, okay, let's do it. For 18 years, he and I never fought once. We both had mutual respect for each other. I could pick his brain, and he would pick mine. Most importantly that he taught me was, your honor is worth a whole lot more than any dollar you're going to make.
Frank learned about steel, how to fabricate, how to repair. He's not an engineer, but he knows when a piece of equipment is built well. Sometimes his repairs are better than the original design.
We were really tied into the timber industry for a while, and so a lot of repair, a lot of specialized fabrication for them. So you end up making things when you're repairing because you go, well, they obviously blew that on the engineering. And broken pieces tell you where they make the mistakes. You know, I mean, you look at something broken. Oh, there you go. It's telling you what it needs.
Racks of cold steel line the shop walls. A backhoe is parked at center stage. Sparks fly like the 4th of July as a welder works on its broken bucket. Frank points out a Monarch lathe.
Well, how old is this machine? It's 60-some years old, and it keeps going right along. Things do wear out. Sometimes we make parts for it because it's easier than trying to run them down.
Frank thinks of himself as a tradesman, a craftsman.
Kind of have a problem with people calling me an artist. I have an ability to see what I like. And so when we're building handrails, if people aren't real specific about what they want, then we can guide them, say, nah, you know, you might think about this, you might think about that. I don't know if that's being artistic, but I know when things have good symmetry, sometimes I just look at it and go, that's just ugly.
Whether you call him an artist or craftsman, at the end of the day, Frank Majorca knows that he's made things that were needed. Wheelchairs and walkers have become favorite projects.
We helped a guy that had a special made, I want to call it a bicycle, but it was on three wheels. He cranked with his arms. He was going to go to Kilimanjaro. And so what he had was these big beach tires. So he wanted to put those on the front because the top of Kilimanjaro is cinders.
His shop has turned out wheelchair-accessible tables for Diablo Burger and the Weatherford Hotel's New Year's Pinecone. River companies bring their broken frames in after rough-and-tumble Grand Canyon trips. Semi-trailers still get welded back to life here. No 2 days are the same. After half a century, Majorca's Welding remains an integral part of the Flagstaff community, and Frank still repairs neighbors' rakes and shovels. Join us next week when we speak with someone who works with far more delicate tools. I'm Rose Hauck for Arizona Public Radio.